high school smiles. Oh yes, beautiful girl, love your dress. Where she is now I can only guess, 'cause it's gone, daddy gone. We'll be right back.
good. You got to set them up, kid. Or set them up.
Never let them go. I'll never. stopped it early.
Ooh.
Welcome to what is
the first show of 2023?
The first show of a brand spanking baby fresh new year.
Baby yep, bottom. Just I don't know.
Pretty much. Happy New Year, babe.
Happy New Year, baby.
Yeah, so we are here.
We are here. We are.
2022 was a blur to me. A good blur.
It was a good blur.
It's so funny. Every year, I don't know when I started doing this on Facebook. I got into this habit. On New Year's Eve or day, I'm like, the worst part of the year and the best part. And I was doing it this year, and I'm like, what was the worst part of this year? I couldn't really think of anything.
No.
And this has to be the first year in a long time where it hasn't been like the first thing, you know, like this year. And list off like 10 things that defined my year as crappy. Everything this year that defined 2022 was good.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a nice feeling. Like, I know a lot of people are like, F you, 2020, you know, the baby door kick you on the crappy way out, but it's a good year.
It was a great year.
Maybe I just have a better outlook.
No, it was an amazing year.
It was an amazing year for us.
Yep.
We did a lot.
Yep. Got a house.
Got a beautiful house.
Went to London.
Went to London. Yep. Right? Got to see friends.
Yep.
We had an amazing housewarming party. Yeah, it was just a year of fun, nice, good things. Yep. And Yeah. So, wow. Ow. So, we're riding high.
Yep.
Into 2023. Feeling good.
Yep.
How was your New Year's? I know how it was, but.
It was great.
He's kind of joking. Oh. So, this guy has to work. You have to work at the end of months. It's just part of your job. You have to work. If the month end falls on a weekend, you're working.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So I haven't really had a long weekend in a long time. So.
You? No. Probably at least 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
Probably 4 years. Four years. Yeah. So you had a especially trying month end.
Yeah. I worked Saturday, got home, slept for 3 hours.
Yeah, he did. You looked gray.
Yeah.
You walked in the door, and usually when you walk in, you're like, hey, you know, a little animated. You're like, hi. I'm like, oh, babe. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Food and laid down.
Yeah, and I slept all day New Year's Day.
You did.
So I don't even know how the New Year's even came in.
Pretty quiet for us.
Yeah.
But I hope everybody else had a fantastic New Year's.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of one of the first New Year's in a while that people were celebrating.
Yeah.
A lot of house parties. We were supposed to go to one, but we kind of tapped out because you were...
Because I wasn't...
You were in no way, shape, or form going to make that happen.
Nope.
My sister was in town, so we just spent the time at home.
Yeah.
Which was nice. It was lovely.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was a lot of parties, fireworks for the first time in a long time.
Fireworks since 2019, I think.
Yeah. Not that we saw
them. Well, 2020 would have been the last year.
Yeah. The last 2019. Yeah. But yeah, so here we are, the first show.
Yep.
All you.
All me.
Taking us back.
Took you guys back to the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah.
When I was looking at this set list, I was like, dude, this is the birth of Punks and Parkas.
Yeah.
This is like, because Punks and Parkas started, I'm going to totally age myself, in 2005. So you do the math. It old. It's older than my child, okay? And he old. But did I ever tell you how the show started?
I don't think so.
I never told you this story, eh? So there used to be a club called The Collective in Winnipeg, The D Machine. It's gone through a lot of iterations throughout its time. It is now a gym, sadly. But there was a brief period in time when the upstairs bar was called the Chaos Chameleon. And that is the late 90s, early 2000s, when the dead body was found in the wall. But that's a story for another time.
Yeah.
It was there. It was happened when I was there. But my friend, the Invisible Man, who used to host a show here, did a retro mod 60s night every Saturday at the Chaos Chameleon. And my friend Aaron and I became regulars. And they used to call it Loaded Club, and it was 60s, mod, soul, Motown, and then this stuff. So this is where I learned a lot of this music, you know, listening to, going to the bar. We would go early, like 8, 9 o'clock. So if you're a bar goer, you don't go to the bar at 8, 9 o'clock.
No, you go at 7.
Well, where were you in that? I would have been there sitting. But we would go early because we wanted to hear the music. Because as a DJ, I know when you're in the bar early, that's when you play the music you love. Because nobody's there. so you can listen to your music. And we would go to hear the tunes and became friends with the Invisible Man. And I used to suggest songs to him and we'd bounce songs back and forth. And he was like, dude, you need a show. And that's how it happened. But this music, man, it defines my bar going days. It's so good. So started with the Violent Femmes.
Yes.
Which is like acoustic-y punk, but not really, but
yeah,
kind
of. It's interesting.
They're great. Yeah. They're so good. And then a little Daft Punk is playing at my house.
At my house?
We were having a debate.
Yeah. Is actual Daft Punk in the house?
I'm going to do a poll on Instagram tomorrow, and I want people to weigh in. Is it actual Daft Punk, like the two robot-y dudes, or is it like...
An album of Daft Punk.
Because yeah. I read the lyrics. I kind of know the lyrics aren't exactly rocket science. But I'm like, I'm going to read them just to see if there's a hint. And there isn't. It could be either way, folks.
Yeah.
Is it Daft Punk or is it a record of Daft Punk? Anyway, LCD Sound System.
Yes.
Who has a really interesting story of how that came about.
Yeah.
Which I had no clue.
We have, which was that?
Meet Me in the Bathroom.
Yes.
The documentary about the New York music scene in the early to mid 2000s.
Yeah. Deals with the Strokes, Yeah Yeah Yeahs,
yeah.
LCD.
And, yeah, all those bands. And his rise to fame was very hard.
Yeah.
And I wasn't much of a fan of LCD Sound System. Like, I liked them, but not enough to be like, who are these people? Not at all who I thought that would look like.
Yeah.
Like, here's the old guy hanging at the bar every night, right? Playing slots. That's him.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway. And then finished it off with, like, the creme de la creme of New York. The Strokes.
Yep.
Gotta love the Strokes. I saw the Strokes.
Ooh.
When they played Winnipeg.
That's cool. I haven't seen them. No.
One of the best shows I've ever saw. So good. So good. So speaking of, if nobody's seen that documentary, Meet Me in the Bathroom, wasn't bad.
Wasn't bad. I wish it would have focused less on the Strokes and on a lot of the other stuff that was going on.
There was a lot going on at that time. Like, and I get it. It was focusing on New York, but there was so much going on, like the Detroit scene at that time. Like you're looking at like KO and the Knockouts, the Vaughn Bondies, the White Stripes, like that. Sympathy for the recording industry and all that stuff going on there. But I get it. You're doing New York, but I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just, I don't know. It was good, but it could have been a little better.
Yeah.
I want to read the book, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But this band was featured pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And I didn't know a lot about them, but I loved, there was one album. It's the one that looks really crazy on the cover. This song's not on it. But... the song Maps is on it, and that's how I fell in love with this group, because that song is beautiful. But this song is amazing.
Ooh. Is this the Yeah Yeah Yeahs?
This is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Yeah Yeah
Yeahs. Guess what? Bitches. Heads will roll.
They will. Damn it! Roll those heads!
On the floor, glitter on the wet streets. spread the disease because I wanna. Gonna call all the shots for the notes and the nods because I wanna. We'll be right back.
hate men about sleeping on the couch when I'm there. Cause I like you, yeah, I like you. And I feel it's a bohemian like you. Yeah, I like you, yeah, I like you. And I feel, whoa,
Dandy Warhols.
That was cool.
Welcome back, Punks and Parkas. 101.5 UMFM.
I'm Captain Dan.
I'm Penny Lane. One of my concert highlights, I have a few, was seeing the Dandy Warhols at the Pyramid.
Ooh, that sounds like
little
fun.
Club, like probably 10, was it 10 years ago? Seems like a long time ago. But it was great. I've always wanted to see them, and I never had the chance. And anytime I tried to travel to go see them, it never worked out. And then they were playing Winnipeg, and I was like, this is it. It was so good. It was so good. And the nice part was I was hanging out in the bar afterwards, and they came out, and they were, you know, said hi. I was like, yeah. Oh, Courtney, hi. You looked so much better when your hair wasn't long and greasy, but hey. I'm just joking. No, it was awesome. It was a great show. If you've never seen the documentary called Dig, have you seen Dig?
Dig? No.
It's about the Dandy Warhols and the Brian Jonestown Massacre, because they were like contemporaries. I can't remember where. I think California. And it talks about how they both were coming and rising to fame at the same time, and how the Dandy Warhols went like skyrocketed.
Yeah.
And they went with a major label and had huge success. And how the Brian Jonestown Massacre just continued to shoot themselves in the foot like over and over and over again. We have to watch it. It's one of my favorite musical documentaries. If you've never seen it, anybody out there, go rent it. It's really good. And two great bands. Yeah. Like, so good. Anyway,
who?
Before that,
yes.
The Von Bondies.
Ooh.
Come on, come on. The Hives, who kind of dress like, you know, Colonel Sanders, but that's okay.
Yeah.
They pull it off.
They do.
With I Hate to Say I Told You So. Yeah, yeah,
start
yes.
Off the yeah, yeah, yes. Heads will roll.
They will roll.
They will. Damn it.
So this is us.
Yep, this is us.
Revitalized and rejuvenated for a new year.
Yep.
Don't really have a lot planned this year.
No.
It's so funny. People are always like, oh, what do you got planned for 2023? And I'm like, nothing.
This is it.
We're going to spend, we got so many Switch games for Christmas that I think we're going to be holed up in our basement till probably about June.
Yep.
And I kid you not. Like, it's looking that way. But no, it's nice to be able to just like settle into our home.
Yep.
Maybe do some backyardigans, shenanigans.
Yeah.
Backyardigans.
Ooh, I get a new car in a couple months.
You get a new car? That's exciting. That's great. Crap. You're going to go for that Tesla you're talking about?
I don't know. Don't think so.
But yeah, we don't have a lot. But again, we didn't have a lot planned last year.
No, we didn't. Well, we were planning a road trip last year.
Yeah.
That was about it.
That sure as crap didn't happen.
Nope.
We planned a better trip.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's yeah, nothing, eh?
No.
The only thing that really is on the horizon is the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market.
Oh, yes.
And the record sale.
Yeah.
So record sale is March?
March 16th, I believe.
Yeah, and that's at the Kubota Center again.
Yeah.
Same rules apply.
Yes.
You can get there, I think doors probably 10. We'll have more details once the event is closer.
Yeah, I think it's like early entry is 9.
early entry's $9. You pay like, what, $30, and you can peruse the table with the sellers early before hordes of people come in. And yeah, we're going to have a table with your buddy, our buddy, I guess, Brett, and we're going to be hawking our wares.
Yes.
Vinyl only, maybe some books.
Yeah.
But come the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market, which is April 2nd, we're going to have a little bit more, probably some vinyl, books, musical.
Yeah, CDs, cassettes.
Yeah, I've got some
little
weird
vintage trinkets here and there.
Yeah, I've got some weird memorabilia I'm trying to maybe see if somebody else might find joy in it like I once found. See if it sparks joy for you.
Ooh, sparking joy.
It's like poofing joy for me. Like poofing. It's like joy. A little of death. Like
it's,
it's not the spark. It's just so see if it sparks joy for somebody else. I mean, I don't. I'll keep the stuff, but you know. So yeah, like you said, trinkets.
Yeah.
Little oddball stuff. The Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Slowly rolling out vendor announcements now.
Yes.
Because it's a couple months away.
Yeah.
And there are some cool looking things. So yeah. High Tone Records has been announced. They're one of the sponsors. High Tone is a record store out of Selkirk.
Yes.
Looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
We've got some jewelry makers, some candle makers, artists, a wide array of
A wide array of what versus? Of other.
My goal for 2023 is to just make up new words. Yep. A array. That's a variety and.
It's like a hat.
Sure. Yes. Anyway, a wide array. See, it was array and variety. That's what I was trying to say. I was like, how did I get that word? A wide array of different makers, creative folks. So keep your eyes to the prize.
Yep.
Check out the announcements.
Yes.
Kind of cool.
Yep.
There's not much going on. Winnipeg is about to enter its our deep
freeze.
Yeah,
our deep
time.
Freeze is until about March, and then everything starts warming up a little bit more.
You know, it's so funny. People are like, oh, I'm going to go visit Winnipeg. When's a good time? And I'm like, not January or February.
I mean, if you do like ice skating, the part of the river trail has opened up.
That's right. That just opened up. So some positive.
Yeah, slap on some skates. And it's actually not that cold out right now.
No.
It's nice.
Not right now. It's been very nice.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that at work today, how eerily nice it's been.
Yeah.
Like there's something here called hoarfrost.
Yeah.
Not the bad lady word.
No, not the ladies of the night
Higgins
Avenue, but you know. Right.
But it's a specific you ever see those pictures where everything is like covered
everything
in a
like
sheen of
white
and shimmery. Yeah. Yeah, that's a hoarfrost and it's very specific conditions make it happen here. Yeah. And it's been happening like every day.
Yeah, it's been going on since at least Tuesday.
Yeah, and it has to be kind of a more mild, cloudy, overcast, a little moist.
Yeah.
A little moist. But it's beautiful, but usually January, February is kind of, we'll hibernate.
Yeah.
Not kidding.
Yeah, it's very twilight vampire out there. Very sparkly and.
Yeah, you know. Kind of is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're right. There's, I think, zoo lights are continuing.
Yeah, I think they're finishing up this weekend.
I thought I saw.
I think the Red River, the one at the Cinnabon Downs, is finishing up this weekend, too.
The drive-thru one. It's so weird how as soon as New Year's hits, it's like, done.
Yep.
Right? Like, that's it. Your fun time is over.
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's okay.
Give a shout out to Team Canada for winning the gold at the World Juniors.
Yeah, just got an announcement, a little ting on our phone. So, way to go, boys.
Way to go, boys.
Good job.
And Baked Expectations won the storefront display at the Osborne Village Christmas thing.
I was wondering because they, even before this was a contest, they always had great windows.
Yeah, the windows display is always amazing.
Beautiful artwork.
Yeah,
if you're ever in Winnipeg and you want some cool cake, I'm so sad that their kitchen isn't open.
Yeah.
That used to be like. Speaking of going back to the 2000s, me and my two best friends at the time are, plug your ears. We would get high and then go to Baked Expectations and have lunch and cake.
Yeah.
Because we thought it was funny that we were baked.
And you're getting
and we're
baked.
Going to baked. Sorry, I was 20, okay? Should just stop talking. So I'm just looking at the songs you have here next. Some Casaban.
Ooh.
They're one of those bands, too, we were talking earlier, never got into as much as I should.
Yeah.
And anytime I listen to their stuff, I really like it. Are you, like, a big fan of them? Or?
No.
No?
Not really, no.
Just came up.
Yeah, it just came up, and I've actually liked the song. It's the only song I really know by them and listen to. So
yeah, they do a song. It's gonna bother me. I'm gonna think of it off the air that I really love by them. But should we get into it?
Let's get into it.
All right, this is Fire.
Fire.
I'm gonna push the button now.
Push it.
Take me tonight, I'm an easy lover. Take me into the fire, I'm an easy brother. I'm on fire. Burn my sweet effigy, I'm a on the wheel, I wanna taste the heart, but I'm on fire, but I'm on fire, but I'm on fire. I'm on I'm not afraid to die.
packs of Pringles, slack and ties and I. Not to look at you in the shoe. Accidentally I charm you and tell you of the boys I hate, all the girls I hate, all the words I hate, all the clothes I hate. Oh, I'll never be anything I hate. You smile, mention something that you like. I made it and what I made is unclear now. But his deference is and his laughter is. My words and smile are so easy now. Yes, it's easy now. Yes, it's easy now.
us apart. I found the cure for a broken heart. Let tear us apart. Let the love tear us apart. I found the cure for a broken heart. Let tear us apart.
All right, so we're running out of time.
We're almost out of time, everybody.
Yeah, I do want to advise that the Daft Punk poll, so far 100% of people saying it's actual Daft Punk. One person is saying no.
No.
It's a guy talking about his weekend.
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for? Lying.
Yeah.
About his weekend. Anyway, go regale us with your answers of what's going on in that song. We're done. We could try and get these two last songs on, so that's where we're talking over Vampire Weekend here, but enjoy your weekend.
Yes.
Stay safe. Stay warm.
Yes.
We'll see you next week.
See you guys.
Bye.
She never seen the wood bombs. She never seen the